Chad LaRose, Hurricanes legend, one of the all timers. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Before we start, we're starting now. Did you give permission to Jake Guentzel to wear 59?
Yeah, he doesn't need my permission. he's a head and shoulders better than I am. But I was happy to see them get him. But I'll tell you what, it was a little weird seeing him in the first couple games wearing 59. I was Eric Staal and Cam Ward. They were texting me out of blue. They're like, "That's a sacred number. He can't wear that."
See,
that's laughing.
I was thinking the same thing. And I know the head coach is like, "Did we ask Chad if this was okay? Did you tell Rod? Did you give him permission to take my number?"
He knows it. He knows it wouldn't bother me one bit.
All right.
it's all about the team with me, man.
I know it is. It always has been. I don't know if I've told you this. Jordan Martinook and his impact on this team reminds me of you and your impact on this team. The way he plays, I couldn't think of anybody more fitting to score the fourth goal in game two. How did you see that?
Huge. He's a real worker, man. I actually enjoy his game, and I would like to think that I play like him as well if I had to pick one guy off the Canes. His tenacity around the puck, and he seems to always be around it.
Yeah.
And he's not necessarily looking for the check first. He goes for the puck first, but when the body's there, he is definitely strong enough to be putting some people around.
Chad LaRose is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. If I was going to ask you to give a letter grade to how the team has played to get this 3-0 lead, what would you say?
I'll be conservative and say an A-.
Okay.
I think they've been outstanding. I mean, to be honest with you, they swarmed the puck. It was a huge comeback the other night. And in game two, and then I think last night they swarmed them. They were kind of all over them at certain areas of the game, which is how the Hurricanes play and how Roddy preaches. But they're sound defensively. But you know, the biggest thing I've noticed is once they start rolling on teams, and that team can finally get the puck out of the zone. They barely get it to the red line, and it's coming right back down their throat, which is awesome. It's hard to change that way. You know, it really puts fatigue on the other team.
No question about that. Chad LaRose is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I thought Carolina, when the Islanders did get into the Canes' defensive end, I thought Carolina defensively was spectacular. There wasn't anybody who didn't play well on the blue line. I thought everybody did, even without Brett Pesce. I loved Chatfield and Orlov.
I was just going to say his name. I really liked his game. Smart, really good stick. All the D on Carolina have good sticks, and the forwards do as well, and all of them are willing to block shots. But their stick length is something I've noticed, and they're always sticks on pucks, and you always want to deflect any pass you possibly can. Any little piece of a tip of a pass, any of that could disrupt something.
I figured you would like Chatfield. He's a Michigan guy.
Yeah, I do like him. I've never met him, but I'll have to come down there maybe here in the second round.
It's funny. Since getting here, he and Jacob Slavin are very, very close. And he's got a lot of Jacob Slavin in his game, the defensive side of it. But he's also got a little offensive push, too.
He does.
He is so fast. He is such a good skater.
And the thing is he's not as smooth-looking as Jacob.
Nobody
is. He has all the tangibles and everything, and he is. He's super fast. If you catch him, he takes the right angles. If you got somebody flying down on him, and he might have got caught real quick, like in the neutral zone on a quick play where they loop or something like that, he always makes the right angle directly back towards that post, and you're not going to beat him there.
Chad LaRose is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Let me ask you about, I want to go back to game two real quick. The way Carolina played the last 30 minutes of that, the Islanders had one shot on goal. It always seemed inevitable that Carolina was going to get enough to at least get the game to overtime. Have you ever seen that kind of, I mean, legitimate dominance in a playoff game?
I haven't. Who was I watching with? I was watching with another hockey friend, and I would say Danny DeKaiser. So Danny's a close friend of mine, and he's laughing because he does some play-by-play for the color commentary for the Red Wings.
Okay.
And so me and Danny, I see Danny a lot. He helps me with my youth teams. And he goes, could you imagine? He looked at me and goes, could you imagine us in this game? Because we're old and we're slow now. So they're fast. They're in your they're in your face, and you better be prepared at all times. But you have to place pucks in the right area because Carolina's so anticipation is so good to where they're placing pucks. They can go get it. And Frederick can also play the puck pretty well.
Yeah, speaking of Frederick, Noah Dobson, I don't know if you've ever been in this position, but Noah Dobson, by all accounts, should have two of the biggest goals of the series, were it not for Anderson. 1-1, game one, I don't know how that's not a goal. And then last night, again, I don't know how that's not a goal. And he's got no goals.
Hey. We've been on that same. I've been on that same side before too. Yeah, and there a lot of times in the playoffs you don't want to do it as much, but in the regular season you just kind of smile and tip your hat, you nod your hat to him. Now he's kind of probably getting a little more pissed off.
So. Chandler Rose is joining us here. All right, so put yourself in Carolina's locker room. How important is it to sweep the leg tomorrow afternoon?
It's game one again. Just take it as it is right away. This is the next game. Continue to do the things that you do well and continue to counterattack if they get anything. They're going to have a storm that comes. You're going to have to weather that storm. Keep it, you know, keep them in check early. Don't let anything get out of control. And know that at the end of the day, I've only been in one series where I've been down 3-0, but we know that even if we were to get up towards the end, that little nail biter, like, you know, they're going to come back. They have that. You have that feeling sometimes like, oh man, like, and so you never want them to think that their throat's not being stepped on.
Chad LaRose is joining us. Okay,
I think it's big for their rest as well. I think it's great for their rest. And, I mean, these type of guys, I don't know how much rest Roddy's going to give them anyway. But I think they're a really well-conditioned team. You can see that on the ice. Every NHL team is. But you can just see in the way that they play that it's relentless everywhere.
Okay, so the only, now I was trying to rack my brain, the only time you've been down 3-0, that was in the Eastern Conference Finals in 2009, yep. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Going against Pittsburgh. What was it like in your dressing room going out for game four?
I mean, it takes one. Like, that's it. You roll by one, right? I mean, you're trying to get it back to Pittsburgh, and that was the mindset. Basically, as for me, you know, you followed guys like Brendan Moore and Eric Staal and Ray Whitney. You know, Matt Cullen was on the team.
Yeah.
You kind of follow these guys, and nobody in that room, especially Roddy being our leader, is saying, let's stay home in Raleigh. Nobody's thinking that. Yeah, I think there's different aspects of both of it, but at the end of the day, once the puck drops and you're inside the glass, it's a playoff game. For the first 40 minutes of this game will be high octane, high intensity, and you'll find out if they're going to fold or not, which I don't think they will. I don't think even folding can be used in the term of a hockey game, but you'll just be able to see. It'll be very fast early. I think New York has to give everything they got very early and then get it's a good experience for the Canes, too, to be put in positions to where later down on the road or whatever, you know. You get to take all these little nooks and crannies and build them into your game.
Yeah, I think you said earlier it's about rest, but it's also about not exposing yourself. The injury to Brett Pesce leaves them right now. There's no other bona fide NHL defenseman, you know, in waiting in the wings. So Carolina's got their group of six. There, I mean, there are some capable players that could come in, whether it's Scott Morrow or I guess Dylan Coghlan could play.
Yeah.
But
and the thing with hockey, though, or in any sport, I believe when you go in and you're playing tentative, it's like not wanting to get hurt is when you get hurt.
No question. No question about it.
When you're playing your game that you do every single day since you've been a kid, I really think that is the mentality you need to just keep it going. You know, if a freak accident happens, something happens. You can't control it. But going in tentative or something like that and pulling a knee because you're not doing what you think, you know, you're trying to hold up a little bit, I think those are the more dangerous areas.
All right, final thing for Chad LaRose. Got thoughts on Seth Jarvis and what he is as a player?
I love him.
He's right up your alley, man. He's got Chad LaRose personality all over it.
Yeah, I'm a poor man Seth Jarvis. Okay, that's what I am. I'm a poor man Seth Jarvis. He's a stud, dude. I like that kid a lot. He's real good.
He is. He is amazing.
I like watching him, and he helps all those other guys around him. And yep. You can use that quote.
We absolutely will. I love the fact that he digs playing the same way that Jordan Staal and Jordan Martinook play. It's obvious that he just enjoys playing that way.
Yeah, he's a little rubber band out there. I love it.
When do we see you in town next?
You'll see me probably next round.
Okay.
And I'll come over to your tent when you guys are sitting in your sunny area where all the VIP are. I'll see if they'll let me in. I think last time they held me up.
I can't believe
this guy's lying.
I can't believe it. Chad LaRose, I thank you so much, man. Appreciate your time. I'll talk to you very soon.
I appreciate everything you guys are doing. It's awesome. And hey, let's go Canes, baby.
You got it. You're the best, man. Chad LaRose. Fantastic. And you didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, I know. I was ready.
Oh, my gosh.
I love Chad, but I was ready.
You should have seen Victoria was in an athletic stance.
I know.
She's like, wait a second.
From wingspan.
I never know what button I'm going to have to hit.
He's going to drop an Effie any second now.
Oh, my gosh. He's the best. I love Chad.